From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello. This is your news for Wednesday, November 25th. San Juan County residents are speaking out against a proposal from the Lisbon Valley Mining Company they say will irreparably damage drinking water and ruin livelihoods.
We have endured hardships and living here because we have a will to survive. It is one thing to fight Mother Nature and her elements, but you're up against someone wanting to do something that will poison her permanently. You stand up for what's right.
Mike Wilcox at a virtual hearing with the Utah Division of Water Quality last night. His family's cattle ranch is over 100 years old and sits adjacent to the mining site. The Lisbon Valley Copper Mine is the second largest in the state at under 6,000 acres just south of LaSalle and east of Monticello, Utah. Although they have operated for years with traditional open-pit copper mining, the company wants to try out a new process in a portion of their property. It involves pumping water and sulfuric acid into the ground through a ring of injection wells, which can dissolve copper from rock. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that this type of mining, called in situ, has been used in various forms for over a century. However, doing it in sandstone, as opposed to harder rock, would be a first globally. That makes neighbors like the Wilcoxes uneasy, who say they rely on groundwater for their ranching operations and drinking water. Here's Joan Wilcox.
The sulfuric acid is a poison to my family, livestock, and the natural beauty where we live. Lisbon Valley's proposed in situ mining will enable them to fill their pockets and run. But in doing so, they will take away the ranching opportunities for our future generation.
In order to begin in situ mining, the Lisbon Valley Mining Company needs an aquifer exemption permit from the Utah Division of Water Quality and the EPA. In a presentation last night, water quality staff said the company's plan would affect a portion of the Burrow Canyon aquifer that is not and cannot be used by residents. Dusty Early from DWQ.
The portion of the BC aquifer that is exempted does not currently serve as a source of drinking water, and that portion cannot now and will not in the future serve as a source of drinking water because it is mineral, hydrocarbon, or geothermal energy producing.
Early went on to note that the mining company has a future recovery plan, which involves restoring groundwater with injections of fresh water. That recovery plan gave some San Juan County residents pause, who are familiar with mining companies falling short on their reclamation duties. The San Juan County Commission intends to draft a letter of opposition to the in-situ mining plan. Commissioner Bruce Adams spoke at last night's hearing as a citizen and cattle rancher.
There are individual ranchers and individual people that live there that depend on the water they have. What would be done if there was a horrific accident and their water was contaminated? Who's going to speak for them? I'm trying to speak for them tonight. Certainly, I'm not a water scientist, but I just rely on my knowledge of living in this part of San Juan County for the last 70 years, and I just don't want to jeopardize something as precious as water.
Public comments on the Lisbon Valley Mining Company's application for an aquifer exemption can be made to the Utah Division of Water Quality through December 4th. Find more information in the show notes of today's news on our website or podcast. As with most things in 2020, Wabi Sabi's traditional Thanksgiving community meal will look different this year. Instead of gathering hundreds of community members together over a shared meal, volunteers are doing delivery. Reporter Anthony Militano has the story.
The Wabi Sabi Free Thanksgiving Dinner has been a Moab tradition for over 15 years. What started off as a potluck dinner has evolved into a community feast featuring good food and good company. This year, although it's a little different, the tradition continues. KZMU caught up with coordinator Megan Millar, fully masked and right outside of Wabi Sabi Thrift Shop.
This will be our 16th annual Thanksgiving, although we're calling it COVID edition. It's not quite the same as normal. This year, we were looking for any way that we could try to do something with a semblance to what we usually do for our community Thanksgiving dinner. So, you know, last year we served 800 people at the Grand Center, and we usually have a crew of about 140 volunteers. And we knew this year with COVID and all of the precautions that an event like that was really unlikely to happen. So we reached out to some local restaurants to see if anyone would be interested in partnering with us to do a delivery service for Thanksgiving this year. And so we are really excited because Sweet Cravings Bakery and Bistro answered our call, and they were really ecstatic about partnering to do this sort of event. Then there was a matter of getting the funding for the event. And we were really lucky to have Pure Synergy, who has offered to sponsor the Thanksgiving dinner this year. So we have a huge debt of gratitude to them and are so thankful that they see the value in this kind of event.
About 400 traditional Thanksgiving meals will be made for this year's feast. In the past, the community had to gather in a central location for the dinner. This year, Wabi Sabi, with the help of their partners, will be delivering hundreds of meals to local families. And by delivering those meals, Wabi Sabi and partners at least offer a virtual hug to a community that can't come together because of COVID-19.
We are totally filled on volunteers at this point. So we had a huge outpouring of help once we announced the event. And we're so happy to say that we now have all of those volunteer delivery driver shifts filled. We're going to be feeding the hospital on Thanksgiving Day, too. When we started the event, we really prioritized those that were truly in need of Thanksgiving dinners. A lot of constraints on people this year with the COVID precautions. So even people that are typically able to have a Thanksgiving dinner because they have their family and friends come and everybody sort of takes on a different role, they might not have the resources this year to cook a full Thanksgiving dinner. Our community Thanksgiving dinner is open to all, and so is this delivery service.
JZMU also reached out to Sweet Cravings for comments about the Wabi Sabi Thanksgiving. In a written statement, Sweet Cravings owner Cindy Colton said, quote, "Everything will be made on site. We offer our homemade mashed potatoes, our strawberry jam, and gravy made from scratch to accompany our roasted turkey breast. We love the tradition of the Wabi Sabi Thanksgiving dinner and have helped with desserts for the past 8 years. Being able to step in and provide the take and bake version means guests can still have dinner and still feel safe being able to reheat it at home. I'm AJ, and you've been listening to KZMU, the voice of Moab since 1992.
Wabi Sabi will be delivering 425 Thanksgiving meals to residents across the community tomorrow morning. They thank their partners and volunteers for making this happen. And that's the news for Wednesday, November 25th. Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and